Time this morning for a silage-focused program brought to you by Mycogen Brand, silage-specific corn hybrids. Visit Mycogen.com. John Erickson, who is a customer agronomist with Mycogen, traveling Wisconsin, Minnesota, and wherever he needs to go to promote BMR TMF hybrids from Mycogen. And John on the road again. We're going to catch up with him. John, last time you and I visited, we talked about an interesting study, plant population and yield on BMRs and TMF replicated studies over in Minnesota. But there are more studies being done on fungicides and other things. What's the latest on those studies, and how revealing are they of what they're showing?
Well, you know, Bob, as we get to a lot of these winter meetings, and you well know, we start to hear and learn about some of the studies that have been done looking at some of the agronomic practices. And we talked about Jeff Coulter's study over at the University of Minnesota here that we talked about a week or so ago. The other study I think is really interesting. You know, we talked a lot about fungicide applications in Wisconsin and our listening area. And last year, I learned about a fungicide study that the University of Wisconsin Extension and the University of Minnesota Extension were doing jointly, looking at fungicide, response to fungicide in silage hybrids, and also at the various timings, the different timings at V5 and at tassel. And so I think the growers, you know, have questions. They always ask us, you know, fungicides, do we use them, do we not? What's interesting is Minnesota, or the two extensions, jointly did a study that was planted last summer over around Rochester area, I believe it was, and the data came back on that. And in that study, Mycogen had donated some BMR seed because, you know, as we've talked about in the past, you know, we think we see a response in BMR, but we don't have a lot of data that supports that, so we wanted to see what exactly happens. And so last year, we included BMR in the study, and what that study showed is, and it was a late-planted season, of course. The corn, I think, was planted in June 10th, so they went to an earlier season maturity BMR. Bottom line is, in this particular study, replicated study, it showed no response to a fungicide application at any of the application timings. So the study is available. Growers can read about this. Bottom line is, there were two different fungicides used, and in that study, there were no differences in fungicide timings or applications, no response to compared to a check. But again, it was late planted corn. I'm not sure of the disease pressure, but I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that tell us? No response at all.
Well, you know, it goes back to, you know, the recommendations we make as we look at Mycogen BMRs. We know that some of the Mycogen BMRs are a little more susceptible to leaf disease. I think the farther south we go, farther south, we have a tendency to have more response to fungicide applications. Last year was kind of a different year. We didn't see a lot of disease pressure out there. So I'm not surprised by the results. It was a later planting season. I think that really kind of altered what we might have seen on leaf diseases. And so, in a way, I'm not surprised by what we see. And it's important to have that data to be able to make good recommendations.
With the year we had, too, the way it threw this belt where Rochester is, they were in that north-south belt, too, that it just dried up in July and August. Can that have an impact on the fact that we had no response?
Well, the drier conditions we have, the less likely it is for disease to develop. They
right.
Like moist conditions and canopies and things like that that really allow the environment to develop where disease pathogens can flourish. What was interesting in this study to me, Bob, I guess again goes back to tonnage. This was not a study to compare tonnage. But the Mycogen BMR was in the trial, as well as they were looking at conventional and a dual-purpose hybrid in this trial as well. What was interesting is that there was no yield difference between a conventional hybrid, a dual-purpose hybrid used, or Mycogen BMR. So though there wasn't a fungicide response, the information that I gleaned from that is, again, Mycogen BMRs are yielding with conventional dual-purpose type hybrids.
And that's one of the things you hear when you talk to producers. Well, I thought about BMR and I thought about raising it, but I'm worried about that yield drag. You hear that more than anything, don't you?
Well, we don't hear it as much as we used to.
No, but I mean, it's something that's on producers' mind. They've heard it at the coffee shop or someplace.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's really important. what's really important with the university studies coming out now is I think it's showing that these current day genetics in mycogen BMRs are comparable to dual purpose silage specific types. Whereas maybe 10, 12 years ago that wasn't the case. Yields are very comparable. The big thing that you look at is as you look at what's the impact on the profitability on the dairy, the BMR hybrids certainly have an impact on that profitability. If growers can grow mycogen BMRs without a significant yield difference, the profitability and the bottom line on that dairy is affected greatly. So though the fungicide response wasn't there this year, the data is important because it showed that the hybrid yields were comparable.
Are there going to be more studies? Because I would think the fungicide response, again, as we've been discussing, every year is going to be a little bit different. We get a wet summer versus a drier summer. You might get more of a response.
Well, and I think, you know, it's kind of, we look at fungicide applications kind of like insurance. You know, kind of guards against, every year it may not pay for itself, but you know the return, that 1 or 2 years that you get a good return can significantly pay for quite a few years of putting a fungicide on. So my recommendation, Bob, for mycogen BMRs, well, depending on the area, depending on the situation, fungicide treatment will still be a tool that we'll keep in the arsenal for pest control.
Good advice, that's for sure. And we're getting that much closer to the planting season, John.
Getting closer, getting warmer.
I guess so. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Thanks, John. John Erickson, customer agronomist with us once again from Mycogen on our Silage Focus program, brought to you by Mycogen brand, Silage Pacific Corn Hybrids. Visit Mycogen.com. I'm Bob Bosold.